Speaking to reporters in Brussels, Foreign Minister Carl Bildt of Sweden, which holds the rotating European Union presidency, said the time is not right for recognizing a Palestinian state.
I don't think we are there yet. I would hope that we would be in a position to recognize a Palestinian state, but there has to be one first. And so I think that is somewhat premature. We've said previously, if you go back into what the European Union have said, that we will be ready to recognize a Palestinian state, but the conditions are not there as of yet.
Bildt said the European Union is discussing other steps to increase support for Palestinian aspirations. And at a press conference later in the day, EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana offered strong backing for an eventual Palestinian state.
I don't think it's too early to have a Palestinian state. We would like to have had a Palestinian state years back. The point is, you know, that the negotiations have failed so far. But the two-state is something that the European Union has been defending for years back.
Palestinian leaders have said they would seek statehood recognition from the UN Security Council for an area comprising the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. But they have not set a date for this, and the United States says any future Palestinian state must be the fruit of negotiations between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Talks between the two sides have reached an impasse in recent months, despite Washington's efforts to revive them. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has also tried to reignite the peace process, holding discussions in recent days with Israeli, Syrian, and Palestinian leaders. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.